We are in Simen Nun Dalet, the halachas that apply to Yishtabach, and we are up to Siv Gimel, and that's what we'll be doing today. Says the Machaber, Hamasaper ben Yishtabach liYotzer, someone who speaks between Yishtabach and Yotzer or Avera hi biyado. It is an Avera, the Chozer Aleha Meorchei HaMelchama. He is considered a Baal Avera who would be exempt from going to battle. The halacha was that Misha Nisyore Me'avera Shebiyado, someone who is a Baal Avera, is included in Ha'ish Ha'yore V'rach Ha'levav and does not go to battle. So this is an Avera. Now, the issue here is, Yishtabach is the bracha that follows Psukah de Zimra. That being so, Yotzer Or, which is the beginning of the next section of Davening, Birkas Krishna, is a totally different inyan. Why are we so concerned in being mafsik between the two? So much so that it's got to be stressed to the point of saying that it's an Averi Yishchozim Orchei HaMelchama. What it's coming to tell you is don't think that these two sections of Davening are unrelated. It is an Averi to separate between the two. Mr. Ruhr brings down a pirish in Chozer Ma'orcha HaMelchama that it is not only referring to the fact that he doesn't go to battle, but that there's a battle going on between the klipos and us in getting our tefillis across. There are all sorts of forces that would prefer that our tefillis never reach heaven. Part of davening is fighting those klipos. The buildup of Psukah de Zimra, the momentum of Psukah de Zimra, gives our davening the ability to penetrate these klipos and go further. If you separate between Psukah de Zimra and Birkas Krishna and then eventually Shmoneh Esrei, what happens is that you are neutralizing the effect of the Psukah de Zimra, and the klipos therefore have the upper hand. So you are Chozer Meorchei HaMelchama means you have now regressed. You're in battle, you're advancing, you got to a point where you're able to fight and break through the klipos. Now it's time for Birkas Krishna and Shmoneh Esrei. You've retreated. You've been mafsik between Psukah de Zimra and the Shmoneh Esrei. So the halacha is that you are not to speak at that point. Says the Mechaber now, the Yesh Misha Omer Shalotzorchei Tzibur Olif Sok Tztoka L'Misha Bolis Parnes Minat Tztoka Mutar L'Hafsik. Some say that if the Hefsik is Dvar Mitzvah, such as Tzorchei Tzibur or Tzedakah, that would not create a problem, that would be permissible. To which the Rama then says, "Umizen ispashet mashenagu barbe makomus levorech chola." There are some places that the many places where they have a minag of making a mishaberach, that's a bracha for a chola, for someone who's not well. O likbol beveis haknesa sheyaslo din ben yishtabach liyotzer, or someone will come into shul and say, "I need someone to bring a certain person to court. I need someone to bring him to a din Torah because he has wronged me." So some places have a minhag that the place for making that announcement is between Yishtabach and Yotzer. The Cholzel Mikra Letzorach Mitzvah. Now says the Rama, and what happens if you do that? Ula Acher came, Kishachozrim Lispalil, since they already said Yishtabach, generally speaking, he says Kaddish right after Yishtabach. But he can't say Kaddish now because he was mafsik between Yishtabach and Kaddish. So what is the Kaddish going on? Yomer Ashatz mixes Psukah de Zimra. He should say three Psukah de Zimra, three Psukim of Psukah de Zimra. V'yomer Kaddish Aleihem, and he should say Kaddish on them. Ki li'olam ein omrim Kaddish below Tehillah shalafanav. You cannot say Kaddish without a Tehillah before it. Now, what exactly does he mean by a Tehillah? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the rules. Kaddish either follows davening, which means some kind of bracha of davening, such as Yishtabach, or it follows three psukim of Torah Shebiksav, or it follows Divrei Agoda after Torah Shebal Peh, which means if someone has learned a Mishnah, for example, a Mishnah, a Gemara, and wants to say Kaddish, he is allowed to, provided that he ends with Divrei Agoda, and the Minag Mishnah Berurah brings down is to say Hananya ben Akasher, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakeh Zeh Yisrael, and then with Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, and then Kaddish can be said. You need one of the three. So after Yishtabach, Kaddish is said. But if Yishtabach was followed by something else, by Tzorchei Tzibur, you cannot say Kaddish immediately afterwards. You'll have to say three Psukim. Ulachein Maschilin Arvis below Kaddish, which is why Mariv will begin without Kaddish. there is no Kaddish before the Baruch Hu of Mariv because he didn't say Psukim. For those that do say Kaddish beforehand, it's because they say Psukim. So if you only began with Vehu Rachum, which is not three Psukim, you couldn't say Kaddish afterwards. V'chein mi shaloho yelo tzitzis o tfilin, ve'vilo ben yishtabach l'kaddish. Someone did not have tzitzis or tfilin, they brought him between yishtabach and Kaddish, yochel lahanichem ulevorech aleihem. He can make a bracha on them. Aval ben Kaddish lebaruch hu lo yafsik b'shum dover. Now this, the halacha of the yishtabach and Kaddish we learned before, that an individual, a yachid, should make the bracha after yishtabach actually. Was the Shliach Tzibur, because he cannot be mafsik between Yishtabach and the Bracha, because he's saying Kaddish after, between, Yishtabach and the Kaddish, he should put it on before Yishtabach. So what happens if he didn't receive it till after Yishtabach? The halacha is that he would put it on, and then he could say Kaddish. But after Baruch Hu, one cannot be mafsik. V'kolshkin shlo yafsik l'achar shamar ha-shatz Baruch Hu, kodem shmaschil brikas yotzeror. If the shot said Baruch Hu, between Baruch Hu and Kaddish, you shouldn't be mafsik, and between Baruch Hu and Yotzeror, you certainly shouldn't be mafsik. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains that between Kaddish and Baruch Hu has the halacha of Bein HaProkim, so that you can make a bracha on tefillin there, because the halacha we'll see later is that you can make a bracha on tefillin Bein HaProkim. Whereas between Kaddish and Baruch Hu, you cannot make a bracha on talis, because Bein HaProkim, you don't make a bracha on a talis. You make a bracha then after davening. Whereas after Baruch Hu, you're considered in the middle of a bracha. In the middle of a bracha, you cannot make a bracha even on tefillin. You're considered in the middle of a Birkas Krishna. So that if someone gets tefillin after Baruch Hu, he would only make the bracha after Yotzer HaMa'oros. Baruch Hu is considered the bracha, the beginning of the bracha of Yotzer Or, and you cannot be mafsik in the middle of it. So let's go through this again. The halacha is that before Yishtabach, you should preferably not be mafsik, because it's in the middle of, it's between Psukkah Zimra and the bracha on it. Therefore, if you get a talis or tefillin then what you should do is say Yishtabach, and then put on the talis or tefillin with a bracha. If you're the Shliach Tzibur, you should not be mafsik between Yishtabach and Kaddish. Therefore, the Shliach Tzibur is better off putting on his talis or tefillin before Yishtabach, and then saying Yishtabach and Kaddish right afterwards. Once the Shliach Tzibur has said Kaddish, and now it's a question of Kaddish and Baruch Hu, so whether it be the Shliach Tzibur or anybody else, this is considered Bein HaProkim. You would make a bracha on tefillin, but not a bracha on talis. Once Baruch Hu has been said, it's considered Be'emza HaPerek, and the halacha is that one cannot make a bracha either on tefillin. He could put on the tefillin and should, but he would only make the bracha after he gets to Yotzer HaMa'oros, which is Bein HaProkim. Now, what we get from this is that once the Shliach Tzibur has said Baruch Hu, it is considered Be'emza HaPerek. It's as if you started the first bracha of Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only if you're ready to daven with them. Say, for example, you're in the middle of Psukkah Dezimra and you're catching up. It's obvious that you're not ready to start Birkas Kriya Shema with them. Therefore, for you, it would not be considered Be'emza HaPerek. It is only if you're ready, only then you're ready to daven with them, you heard Baruch Hu, you're about to say Yotza Or, and now someone wants to ask you something, say Mipnei Ayir, Mipnei HaKavod, halachas that we're going to learn later. Here, you couldn't be mafsik because it's considered Be'emza HaPerek. The Mishnah Berurah goes into some other halachas of Kaddish, and he says that what happens if somebody learned, wants to say Kaddish afterwards, but there was no minyan. When a minyan comes in, he'll have to say three psukim, or he'll have to learn something and say Chananya ben Akashya then. If one person learned and there was a minyan present, even though the other ones didn't learn, Kaddish can be said, and it doesn't have to be the person who is actually learning that's saying the Kaddish. So for example, in a base oval Rachmana Litzlan, where the oval is not supposed to be partaking in the learning when they learn Mishnayos, the halacha is they learn, he says Kaddish afterwards. So as a rule, you need 10 people, and you needed the three psukim, or Haggadah, were said in the presence of these 10 people. Then anybody, including someone who wasn't there at the time that it was learned, or anybody that hasn't learned himself, is allowed to say Kaddish. So Kaddish comes either after Tefillah, Kaddish can come after three psukim, or Kaddish can come after a Dvar Agada. So you learn any Torah Shebal Peh, and you end off with Agada, and Kaddish can be said at that point.